In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. They took up stones, therefore, to cast at him. John 8:59. Dearest friends, despite what many deny today, the Catholic Church has always believed and confessed, even unto death, that Jesus Christ of Nazareth, the only Son and Child of the Blessed Virgin Mary, was God incarnate. And she has done so because this is the doctrine that she has received directly from the lips of our Blessed Lord. And our Lord did not assert the fact of his divinity on just one occasion. No, our Lord repeated this holy doctrine concerning himself numerous times. And after his ascension into heaven, the holy apostles repeated the doctrine concerning his divinity as well. Here are just a few places in the New Testament in which Jesus teaches that he is God. Amen, amen, I say to you, before Abraham was made, I am. John 8:58. And he said to them, you are from beneath, I am from above. You are of this world, I am not of this world. Therefore I said to you that you shall die in your sins. For if you believe not that I am he, you shall die in your sin. John 8:23-24. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me, and I give them life everlasting, and they shall not perish forever, and no man shall pluck them out of my hand. That which my Father hath given me is greater than all, and no one can pluck them out of the hand of my Father. I and the Father are one. John 10:23-30. At present I tell you before it come to pass, that when it shall come to pass, you may believe that I am he. John 13:19. And having received this holy doctrine from Jesus Christ himself, the apostles spent the rest of their lives preaching, teaching, professing, confessing, and defending the doctrine of our Lord's divinity. As St. John wrote, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God, and the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. John 1:1-2:14. Behold, a virgin shall be with child and bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. Matthew 1:20. And we know that the Son of God is come, and he hath given us understanding that we may know the true God, and may be in his true Son. This is the true God, and life eternal. 1 John 5:20. For let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God. Philippians 2:5-6. For in him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead corporeally. Colossians 2:9. Who being the brightness of his glory and the figure of his substance and upholding all things by the word of his power. Hebrews 1:3. Looking for the blessed hope and coming of the glory of the great God and our Savior Jesus Christ. Titus 2:13. And I live, not I, but Christ liveth in me, and that I live now in the flesh, I live in the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and delivered himself for me. Galatians 2:20. Friends, the doctrine of the divinity of Jesus Christ is so central to the New Testament and to the Catholic Church that it can properly be called the essential doctrine of our holy religion. As such, no man who denies that Jesus Christ of Nazareth was the incarnate Son of the Eternal Father can properly identify himself as a Christian in any way. Amen, amen, I say to you, before Abraham was made, I am. John 8:58. Dearest friends, on most Sundays of the year, Holy Mother Church has her priest sons pray the following preface before the canon of the Mass. It is truly meet and just, right, and for our salvation, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to thee, Holy Lord, Father Almighty, Eternal God, who together with thine only begotten Son and the Holy Ghost art one God, one Lord, not in the oneness of a single person, but in the Trinity of one substance. For what by thy revelation we believe of thy glory, the same do we believe of thy Son, the same of the Holy Ghost, without difference or separation, so that in confessing the true and eternal Godhead, in it we should adore distinction in persons, unity in essence, and equality in majesty. In praise of which angels and archangels, cherubim also and seraphim, day by day exclaim without end and with one voice saying, Holy, holy, holy. And on every Sunday and at certain other feasts, she commands that we stand and confess with firm faith the following words. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages, God of God, light of light, true God of true God, begotten, not made, of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven. He was also crucified for us, suffered under Pontius Pilate, and was buried. And on the third day he rose again, according to the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven, and sitteth at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. And in the Holy Ghost, the Lord and giver of life, who proceedeth from the Father and the Son, who together with the Father and the Son is adored and glorified, and who spoke through the prophets, and one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church. I confess one baptism for the forgiveness of sins, and I await the resurrection of the dead, and the life of the world to come. Amen. And Holy Mother Church impresses these words upon her sons incessantly, because she knows that what our blessed Lord taught about himself is true. I am the way and the truth and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me. John 14. And because she knows that this truth is essential to the salvation of every man, and that it demands an all or nothing response, Holy Mother Church has never tired of obeying the mission entrusted to her. Go ye into the whole world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be condemned. Mark 16:15-16. And they took up stones therefore to cast at him. John 8:59. Dear friends, I need not remind you of just how offensive our Lord's claim to be the only Savior of the world is today. While some feign respect for the ethics of Jesus, the public square becomes quickly inflamed when his claim to be God and the only way to God the Father in heaven is made in a plain and straightforward manner. And thus I remind you of our Lord's prophecy concerning how the world will treat those who come to love his holy doctrine with all their heart, soul, mind, and strength. Quote, if the world hate you, know ye that it hath hated me before you. If you had been of the world, the world would love its own. But because you are not of the world, but I have chosen you out of the world, therefore the world hateth you. Remember my word that I said to you, the servant is not greater than his master. If they have persecuted me, they will also persecute you. If they have kept my word, they will also keep yours. John 15:18-20. Or as St. Paul would remind St. Timothy, all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. 1 Timothy 3:12. So friends, armed with these reminders from our Lord and his Apostle, let us set ourselves like flint to believe with our whole mind his holy doctrine, and to conform our lives ever more fully to his commands. And let us do with a full awareness, and let us do that with a full awareness that there will be a price for us to pay for doing so. And as we come on this Passion Sunday to receive upon our tongues and in our persons the body, blood, soul, and divinity of our Lord Jesus Christ, the one who said, "Before Abraham was made, I am," let us pray for the actual graces we will need if our efforts to glorify God and in this life and to save our souls for the next are to bear fruit, saying to our God, "We beseech thee, O Almighty God, look mercifully upon thy family, that by thy bounty it may be governed in body, and by thy keeping be guarded in mind. Through Jesus Christ, through our Lord Jesus Christ, thy Son, who with thee liveth and reigneth in the unity of the Holy Ghost, God, a world without end. Amen." Pope Saint Celestine I, pray for us. Immaculate Heart of Mary, pray for us. Most Sacred Heart of Jesus, have mercy on us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.